Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. Day 447. How are we all doing? It's too hot. It's still hot. Where's the rain? Sarah was hogging it yesterday.
The rain's on its way by the look of it.
Well, Lola's been out, so she doesn't care. It's fine. Ooh, Simon was in first. Good grief. Oh, poor Jonathan. Somebody's managed to upset Jonathan's apple cart. Hello, Simon. Hello, Renee. Hello, Dee. Jonathan, what happened? Didn't see the chat until after you heard the music. Has your refresh finger had like a fit with itself? Is it that? Poor Jonathan.
Mind you, I made it live at 6:59 and 45 seconds.
They're scientific
beep,
for you.
Beep, beep.
Oh, my word. What browser are you using, Jonathan? We might have to have a special browser for you.
I need to see you about browsers.
Why? What have you broken now?
I haven't.
Your mother?
No, it's me. It's me. Right. The other day in here, I clicked on the paperclip icon in Chrome and nothing happened. And the same thing in the studio, nothing happened. So basically, I wanted to attach a file to an email. So I knew if I tell you what you'd say. You should use a proper browser.
Ooh, no, the snark out there, the snark in the voice. Yeah. Go on.
Yeah, so I used Firefox and it worked.
It's usually the other way around, to be honest.
I would have used Vivaldi, but it's not hooked up to 1Password.
What he means is he's not totally set it up. How many times, Mike? How many times? Well, I say to Mike, you know, because obviously this computer was new at Christmas, so it's going to take at least 3 years before Mike's got everything installed.
Yeah, I've got loads of stuff and not installed.
See what I mean? But I said to you, like, in my browser, when I go to my mail, well, I've got my mail plane, but either way, I've configured it so I've got Google Keep integrated with the mail, just in case I want to make a note of something, and it's there and it's pre-configured. There is nothing in Google Keep. It's empty, but it's there if it's needed. Another thing is, if I'm working on an Android device, the only thing I've got that'll like synchronize properly is Simple Note. So it's installed, it's configured, the password's in there, it's all set up. It's totally blank, but it's installed on every device. I'm logged in on every device, and just in case it's ever needed, there it is. But Mike's idea of being organised is to say, yeah, I've not got that installed, but I would if I needed it. Yeah. By the time you need it, Mike, you're then getting fraught. Your future self is fraught and really peeved with your previous self. You could have done this when you weren't fraught, it'll say to you. Do you take any notice? No, he doesn't. Jonathan is on Firefox. Firefox is usually okay. The only reason I moved was that Vivaldi got to a point with performance that it was amazing. And now I've got it configured, it's so neat, tidy and clean. I absolutely love it. But Firefox, that update actually did improve it as far as I was concerned, apart from the big ugly bar at the top. I tell you what I didn't check with Firefox. Let's have a look. Has that stupid popover thing gone? Which wanted taking out and flogging. No, that's still there. That was the other problem. I don't particularly like that. When you click in the URL bar in Firefox, you get this thing pops up at the bottom. It kind of drops down. And it's got in it, I think it's your most frequently visited. Basically, a best guess of where you're going. It never guesses where I'm going. And it covers up the bookmarks bar. And it drops down to that degree. It covers up the first line of my speed dial as well. So I wish that would go away. But apart from that, it is an improvement. I will grant them it is an improvement. But I'm still with Vivaldi. Vivaldi is fabulous. So what's Firefox doing that it hates you, Kim? Let me know. Hello, Tony. CQ, Deb, CQ. Oh, and Dee is in the house. And what else have we got? Oh, Kim recommends to Mike, recommending making promises to Elaine, ask her to install everything for you and configure it. It's frustrating for me because we'll be sitting there and probably having some kind of meeting about something, and he'll need to add information to something in particular, and it'll be, I've not got that installed. And I'm like, Mike, you know, if you know it's something that we're going to be using, then it needs to be installed. And the stuff is like, oh, it'll put a browser on, but it won't have all the extensions in it and things like that. Now, given that with Chrome, it's not too bad because he's got an account and it will synchronize. But often it's like he's not been into that. So the first time it's like, oh, I'll go into it then. It's all right, I've got it installed. It pops up all these configuration options that then need configuring on top of everything else. The only fly in my Vivaldi world is trying to keep it in sync with my MacBook Air. Everything synchronizes apart from the shortcuts, which is like, I can't remember what they all are. You know, I set them up. Sometimes I have to change them. And at one point they matched on the two computers and now they don't. And it's like, yes, but what did you change? And the list is endless. I wish there was a way that you could synchronize that. Also, I think I haven't found a way to take a theme, and I've never really bothered with a theme. I just turned it to dark and left it be. But when they did the last update, they changed something in the sidebar, the tab colours, and I needed to make a new theme for myself that was a customised one. So I've got this custom theme and I'm like, yeah, and how do I export that? And there doesn't seem to be a way. So that's a bit of a fly in me ointment. But apart from that, it's fabulous. Right. I wonder what kind of promises Mike would have to make for that to happen. I'll have a ponder about that. Poor D. I have to stop driving the car. Mind you, I haven't been out in mine in 15 months. Right. Renee's last car had a leak. Did you pump every 50 litres water out of it? Mike had a car once and it constantly overheated. So we'd have to pull up on the hard shoulder and then wait for it to cool down sufficiently that you could put some water in. You know, and that was a constant thing with this car. The laugh of it was, this particular time, we were going up to, I think it was PC World in Salford. Those were the days. So we got on the motorway. We got off the ring road and we got onto another motorway. I think it's actually called an expressway, which goes straight into the centre of Manchester, but you can hop off at Salford. We almost made it. We were virtually at the junction to come off when the steam started coming out of the car again. We had to stop. So we're on the hard shoulder, well out of the way, waiting for it to cool down. And this police car pulled up and we're like, oh no. But he was really nice and he said, you need a hand. And we just said, no, it's overheated. We've got some water. We're just waiting for it to cool down. I thought we were going to get arrested. But never mind. That car had to go, I'm afraid. Right, what else is going on? No sunroof. Oh, I don't think I've had a sunroof in years, Renee. I did have one with a sunroof in. Was it my second car? My dad got one first, and typical, it was a second-hand car. It leaked like crazy, and it totally put my mum off sunroofs forever. Because she was like, I'm getting wet, because obviously it rains here virtually all the time. And she'd be out in it in a finery. It'd drip, drip, drip. I mean, we don't need a sunroof. We never get any sun, apart from now. But even so, we're hoping it goes a bit cooler, but no sign of it yet. Oh, the mushroom guy's almost finished. I shall have to pop in and have a look at the mushrooms. The A-lady is making suggestions to Kim. Telling her to buy Anthony's scanner. Oh, it's on sale, is it? Oh, actually, that might be worth having a look at then, Kim. Oh. Do you know that was what happened with the A-lady at Chidge's? His son bought him one for Christmas, one of the little dot things. So Christmas Day, we were there having a meal with them. And he had no idea how to set this thing up. So I started trying to set it up. Oh, it was a nightmare. It just wouldn't have it. We also went back for New Year. So a week later, we rock up again. I said, Chidge, where's that A-lady? I've got an idea. So he gets the A-lady out again, has another dabble, manages to get it set up. His network, which was provided by Virgin, so they have the same supplier that we do, only he's really peeved because Nina won't pay anymore. And I think because they have a load of TV with it. So it's quite expensive enough, believe me. We don't have the TV, but we don't get a discount on it because we don't take the TV. Obviously, it'd still be more expensive if we took the TV. But technically speaking, when you look at the breakdown on your bill, we're paying like more because we don't have this. We don't get the discount. But they have all the TV. So she says she's not having the bill going any higher. Because, I mean, I know people who are paying £150, £180 a month for entertainment. And I'm like, really? No way. So I think his internet is running at about 100. When he found out mine was running at 1,000, well, he wasn't a happy bunny. But what had happened was when they configured it, they'd not turned on the other network. So I think the 5 was on, but not the 2.5. So once we get it going, no problem. I think she lasted about a week and a half, did the A-lady. She just randomly started reading a book to him. No one said a thing. He's just sat there reading a book himself. When she suddenly says, I am reading, and then whatever the book was. And she starts reading it out. And he's like, hey, lady, shut up. Stop, stop, stop. And Rachel asked her a question. Hey, lady, why are you so... And now, how to politely word this? S-H-what? I-T. S-H-1-T, as we say here. And she said, I'm afraid I don't know the answer to that one. Well, that was it. We all just completely cracked up. No, she just starts interrupting. Mind you, you know, we have our moments here, don't we? Do you know who remembers the Marooned episode where Mike was training and all of a sudden the A-lady in the room on the landing between the two of us started meowing like a cat and wouldn't stop? No idea what Mike said. Never happened before, never happened since, but it happened that night. Didn't we short call the show, The Cat's Meow? I think we might have done. Oh, Debbie's not happy with Evernote. In their wisdom, they didn't think that you needed all your notes, and they've dumped most of them, even though you got a paid sub. What? It was due for renewing today. It was cancelled. Wow. There is... I don't know if it'll work if you've already cancelled, but there is a recovery mode. I know this because I've never needed it. But what happened was, this was so funny. It was funny because in the end it was recoverable. But what happened was, there was a guy doing one of the sessions for the course that I'm on, and he'd built a dashboard in Evernote, which is quite an achievement. I've got one, but it's all text-based. He'd taken the time to do tables and bring graphics in and stuff. So he had this dashboard, but it didn't work on mobile because you had to scroll side to side. So he built another dashboard that was his phone dashboard, and it was only the width of the phone screen. So for demo purposes, he was showing us how to build this dashboard, which was fine. Only none of us noticed that he started by ripping apart the dashboard he had. So by the end of the demo, he said, did I just delete the dashboard, the real dashboard? And the upshot of it was, yes. Anyway, somebody in the chat disappeared off to Evernote and found that there is this recovery console where you can get back anything that you've deleted. So he put the link in, and there was a video explaining how to use it. So the guy who was presenting said, I'll have a look at that, you know, when I finished. Anyway, the following week, he came back and he said, first question was, did you get your dashboard back? And he said, yes. Yes, that recovery process worked. It worked perfectly. So possibly, if you've still got access to that, you might be able to get them back. I've never heard of that before, I'll be honest. The thing that's doing my head in at the moment with it is, you can only move, archive, or do anything with, you can only operate on 50 notes. So before, I would like take maybe 100 notes out of a notebook and put it in another notebook. But now it's got to be done in batches of 50. And it's like, this is just slowing me down. I do still use Evernote, but it's a dumping ground. It's just like, I might want to read that one day, I'll put it in Evernote. And I do search Evernote when I'm looking for, you know, like I think I saw an article a while back. But other than that, I don't particularly go into it and do something. Exception to that was in this course where we were given this article, the text of an article, and we were asked to progressively summarise it. And I looked at Rome and I looked at Notion and I thought, give me a minute while I get Evernote open. Because this article, it was just an exercise. It wasn't something that I wanted to put into a proper system. And Rome would let you do it, obviously, in the daily note or in a separate page. But it would have been kind of orphaned because it wasn't particularly something of mine. So I decided Evernote was the place to put in, went to Evernote. So still has uses for me, but nothing like I used to use it. Oh, Renee gave his 88-year-old dad a Google Nest Hub and a Hue Light. Made his house smart on his own and he loves it. Oh, that's fabulous. Do you remember the advert that used to be there for Google Nest? In fact, I think it was an advert, but I think it was a meme on YouTube first. Somebody's granny. And she, I don't think she could get the... Is it Hey Google that sets Google off? Whatever the command was, she was like saying Google Hey and all backwards. And it was answering like in the middle of her speaking. It was the funniest video. Absolute genius. Oh, my landing Alexa, sorry, hey lady, is totally possessed. The one on the landing has the ears of a bat. Because there's one sat next to me that didn't do a thing, but the one on the landing just suddenly sprang into life and started meowing like a cat. Which is, it makes you think, like, do we have a poltergeist? Is there something going on at a frequency that my ears can't pick up? And have you heard the dog? You're a grumpy girl.
Come on, you've been out. You've had extra bacon.
She has had extra bacon. She enjoyed the
extra
bacon.
You've played. You've got a dentist stick.
Is she eating the dentist stick?
No.
Well, then clearly she wants something else then, doesn't she, before she has the dentist stick. Honestly, Mike, come on. Where's the rodeo stick or a biscuit? Right. I have got a biscuit now. Do you want the biscuit?
Your broken biscuit.
Don't tell her it's broken. It's a bijou-sized one. Make it sound desirable, Mike. Not that it's a broken one. Silly boy.
They all go down the same way.
Oh, that's not the point.
I never minded having a broken biscuit.
Oh, Renee was testing his AirTags. So said to Siri, lost my keys. And it led me to them. Then I wanted to show that to Anita. And I said, Siri, I've lost my keys. And Siri replied, what, again? Oh, Renee, that's genius. It probably thinks, hang on, do you want to look at some links for Alzheimer's? Right, are we having this other biscuit? I think the dog's got... What are you doing now? Can you not pick that up? Well, I got to pick it up. Give me the biscuit. Honestly, I've had to put it in my mouth. Flaming heck, Lola.
Would I be kind enough to see what episode has the demo of Carbon Copy Cloner? I will have a look.
I did talk about Carbon Copy Cloner.
Yes, I know.
New
Kim, out Kim mentioned
love
it to Tony.
Love it.
I will go.
Smart assistants become too smart.
Have a look.
They've certainly got a lot to say for themselves. File numbers were low when they were empty. So this is the Evernote notes. Cool. You can't recover if you didn't delete it. Several thousand notes from the last 5 years. You ever use that? Wow, that is bad news. I know if you're on the legacy one or the original old version, you can export as an Enex, which I always do. I think I've got 12,000 notes in mine or 14,000 notes. Let's have a look. It's defaulting to Evernote 10, which I must admit. No, prefer the old one. Let's have a look. There's supposed to be a note count there. That's another thing. You know, do you want to put the note count there? Yes, please. No note count. Notes, there we go.
85, according to this.
12,000 notes.
No, that's...
12,000 notes.
That's marooned.
Do you know, I probably wouldn't use half these, would I? I'm so bad. I really need to go and sort it out, but it's one of those things that would just be a black hole of organising that I don't think I would ever ever, ever, ever get out of. So I don't think it's possible to have it completely organised. So I think it's far better to just put a few things in notebooks and possibly tag things if you think it's worth it. But other than that, just leave it be and rely on search. That's the way I go with it. There's no way I could do that. That's interesting. You can't delete it from there. Because I need to sort that out later. Got a demo of Evernote tomorrow. Right, let's catch up.
It doesn't come up.
What doesn't come up?
Carbon copy cloner.
Was it an extra demo that we put in?
Did you do it when you did the iCloud disaster recovery?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So it was probably a very specific thing that I was doing. I think that was before Tony joined us.
Try after hours 86, Tony.
Basically what happened was I was using Keynote, loved Keynote, used it for years and years and years, and it started eating my slides. Now, there's an automatic backup with it. You should be able to just... that walkthrough backup that you get, the nice shiny one, lovely interface, didn't work. I would have just thought it was a blip in iCloud, but it kept happening. And it happened to Jonathan, and it happened to another presenter that I was watching. And it completely ruined this guy's presentation. He totally lost the plot. Because can you imagine coming to a presentation you prepared for? You open your slides and half of them are missing and you don't know which ones. He was totally thrown. So the first thing I did with it while I was still using Keynote was I built this backup system so I couldn't be more than, I think it was 5 minutes, I had it backing up every 5 minutes or 15 minutes. You couldn't be more than 15 minutes behind with it anyway, which worked. Apart from when it did it to me on a Friday night, 2 minutes before I went live. And yes, I could roll it back 15 minutes, but in that 15 minutes, I probably made more changes to that presentation than in the last like 2 days. And so I thought this backup, while it will work, I can't live like this. And that's why I use PowerPoint. Keynote had to go. But I did show how I did the backup, and the backup's still actually working. You saw it last night at midnight. At midnight, my DND goes off and you see this, the messages come up, and one of them is backing up at 5 minutes past the hour. So that was the one that came up. But I did demonstrate Carbon Copy Cloner then. I don't think we've done it as a standalone demo. Would that be useful? If it would, let me know in the chat. Because there is a new version. So even if you use the old version, the fact that there is a new version is probably an idea. I'm trying to get ahead of myself for next week. Don't know if you've noticed, Mike. Putting stuff in that I could be doing next week. So I've got the stuff in for the Finder series, which is After Excel. So it's the Shelf apps next week, all of them, because I've got a shiny new one, which I'm loving, the shiny new one. I will explain why it's better than the other ones. and then there was the other bits. So I have to leave like one bit at least, because something's bound to come out in the week, especially with it being WWDC. What if... This is one to ponder. What if the something special that came out in the week that was worth looking at happened to be... I need a drum roll here. I've got a drum roll. I think I actually do have a bit of a drum roll, you know. Oh, no, we don't want that one. There we go. What if the something special at WWDC was Affinity Publisher for iPad? Just pondering. Because that's when... Affinity Photo came out and Affinity Designer for iPad. Because obviously they get a bit of a boost from the fact that it's WWDC and Apple are showcasing it. Just put that out there and have a think about it. That would be kind of cool, wouldn't it? Whether it would be or not, I don't know. But worth thinking about. Definitely worth thinking about. Right. Oh, Kim and Kim's Black Hole. Have I mentioned lately how much I love Black Hole? Thanks, Elaine. I actually get giddy every time I use it. It's fabulous, isn't it? It's such a cool idea. And yet that came from an app and I stopped using the app. That's why on this course, the way they've broken up these extra sessions is by application. So there's me sitting in a session for OneNote. I left OneNote in 2017. But I'm still there because, you know, I see something and I think, How can I implement that? That would be kind of cool. In a totally different system. And that's what happened with the black hole. As you know from the show where we deep dived the black hole. It's been, I think we're on iteration 6 of the black hole. But every time we do it, we kind of just improve it a little bit more and a little bit more. Should probably do that blog post on that. That's been threatening for the last 5 years. Kim can certainly learn more about Carbon Copy Cloner. Okay. Meatballs and chips. That sounds fabulous, Dee. Meatballs. You know what that immediately makes me think of? Mike should know this. IKEA.
Oh, yeah.
IKEA meatballs.
I was thinking Meijer.
That was oh, Meijer had meatballs. Oh, my mum had a tin of meatballs. Well, my dad used to eat meatballs. And mum had this tin of meatballs. And I think she'd bought like 3 or 4 of them. And he went off them all of a sudden. And she'd be like, ungrateful swine. Anyway, she'd got this tin open. So he walks in and he sees the tin open. And I've gone off that. And walks clean through. And you're like, dad, you know, manners wouldn't hurt your dad. So she's like behind his back. Bad words were said behind his back. And she's got this open tin of meatballs, which she didn't eat. Meijer sidles in, doesn't he, from the garden. Stops dead beside her. Nuzzles up to her. Head up. Nose on the kitchen counter. She went, you're a good boy. She gave him dad's dinner. So Meijer loved meatballs. That was a rare treat for Meijer after that. Oh, I can't remember what she gave Dad, but it was something that she'd probably wiped across the kitchen floor in protest. Oh, he was so traditional, was Dad. Men don't go in the kitchen. Mind you, that when he did, it never ended well, did it, Mike?
No.
I can't remember why this was happening, but when I was a kid, I would make them tea and coffee. It was like part of my job that I would make them tea and coffee and I would do the dishes. And that way, that was my pocket money earned. Many, many years later, I realised I don't think Dad had ever made me a cup of tea. So this particular day, for whatever the reason, and I have no idea, but you know how normal people, human people, feel a pressure to do something right? You know, if you're doing something, even for the first time, you're like, there's something inside you that makes you want to do it right. That gene was missed from my father's gene pool. So I'll make you a cup of tea, he said. Oh, do you want a cup of tea, he said. Because he was making himself one. Oh, he'd make himself one, but he won't make you one. So he said, oh, do you want a cup of tea? And I thought, yes. Yes, I do, Dad. I said, yes, please. So he supposedly made this cup of tea. Now, like I've said, do bear in mind, he had made his own cups of tea. He brings me this cup of tea. At the time, there was milk in it as well. All right, so now I drink black tea, and I only drink that. Well, I used to drink it at the Paris Centre, but I haven't had tea in months. But when I do, it's black. I don't put milk in it. But back then, there was milk in it. So it brings this tea up. And it sort of resembled tea. And I tasted it. And I just looked at him. And I said, Dad, it's cold. And he honestly said to me, oh, did you want it warming up? He just poured cold water in from the tap. Put the tea bag in and put milk in it. And I just looked at him and I said, I know what you're doing. Because, you know, obviously I knew him inside out. He thought if he did it wrong, he wouldn't get asked to do it again. There must be something that happens to you at birth to turn you into that. And the thing was, I think he knew it because he always used to say to me, you're supposed to be clever. You're supposed to be this. You're supposed to be that. Who says I am? You do. It's so passive aggressive. And that was what he was like. It was stone cold, this supposed tea. Needless to say, he never did make another one. Oh. Right, let's have a look. What's going up here? Oh, Dee's starting another tutorial this week. Let's have a look. What is it this week? Oh, a lighthouse. A lighthouse this week. Sounds awesome. Oh, there is something called that is a sliced meatball on a stick with onion slices, deep fried. Like the Mars bar. Oh, dear. Let's leave that alone. So, yes, meatballs. We have happy memories of meatballs. We do. Our lovely Meijer, who adored them. Mind you, this was the dog that ate tripe, which absolutely stank.
She eats tripe.
She does eat tripe.
Well,
she does.
Tripe sticks.
And they are a bit whiffy too, aren't they? Being honest, you know, the tripe sticks are a bit on the whiffy side. But she enjoys them, as well as biscuits and everything else as well. Right, have you put down Carbon Copy Cloner on our list, Mike?
No.
Get it on the list. Oh, that does actually look nice. It reminds me of like picnic food. We have like, we did used to have a barbecue every year. And they would do something similar to that. But whenever they did, if it was on a bun, we had to take our own buns. I'm not even going to attempt the pronunciation, but it looks very nice. When Dee makes tea, you always forget, let it get cold, but you forget every time. Try to be aware it's pointless. You accepted your fate as a cold tea drinker. Now, come on, Dee. A USB cup warmer next to the computer's what's needed, and it keeps it nice and warm. Some of them even come with a cup. They're best if they're metal cups, or they have a flat bottom, so they don't have like an air gap. But you can get USB cups and this cup warmer that's USB powered that you just plug in. I've looked at it myself many times and thought, leave it alone. But I must admit, I'm tempted. I am seriously tempted. Oh, where was the one that... I've never had iced tea. Never really appealed. I suppose it's because you think of cold tea as like tea that's gone cold rather than anything else. Let's have a look. Which was the one that I last looked at? I think it was like in a sale. Oh, talking of which, it's the Prime Day, 21st, 22nd of June in the UK. Don't know if it's worldwide, but that's when it's happening here. Which is so exciting. Right, USB cup warmer, right, which was the one that I was looking at. Do you know, they're so affordable as well. That was the one. Now, you see, they've gone from like, here's something cheap and cheerful for £10, or even £6.20, up to, coffee mug warmer and mug set, £70. But it does look so nice. So they're not that expensive. I just fancied one with the mug on it that was actually quite expensive. So I never bought one, but this is the kind of thing that I was looking at. So let's get the link for that, because that's cheap and cheerful and it gets 4 stars. So if it gets 4 stars, it's not all bad, is it? There we go. Something like that is what you need, Dee. You only drink tea when seriously ill. I tend to drink it if I've got like a sore throat or something, you know, or you just, in fact, you're supposed to drink hot tea when you're hot and it will cool you down, supposedly. I heard that from somebody who moved to Australia, where it was obviously blindingly warm, but no idea. Oh, Kim is still working on the newsletter layout. You hope to join us all. You can't do brushes either. Brushes aren't too tricky. I thought we'd done brushes. Have we not done brushes? Have we done brushes in Affinity Designer, Mike?
No idea.
We probably did how to install them, but probably not in terms of using them. Pretty much the iPad one is full feature parity with the desktop one. They did a really good job with that on the iPad. The only thing they did that I was like, that wasn't necessary, trust me, was they changed the interface probably about 6 to 8 months after it released. And they made it much smaller. The buttons themselves were much smaller. And I thought, you know, for those who are a little bit older, no. And they did it because they brought it to the Mini. And on the Mini, you know, the buttons were far too tiny. But, you know, if you've specifically bought a 12.9-inch iPad, I don't need the buttons making smaller. I need them leaving alone. But they did actually make them smaller. You can't get them installed. Ah, now that could be, Kim, because there's different types of brushes. There's vector brushes and pixel-based brushes. There's a whole different range of brushes, and some can be installed depending on where you've got them from. If you buy them from the Affinity store, it will actually tell you what applications support the brushes. But if you've got them from elsewhere and you're trying to install them and they don't install, it could just be that they're the wrong type of brushes. So it could be that. I can't see it being particularly anything else, because it's quite forgiving in terms of what brushes it supports. But you've got Affinity brushes, you've got vector brushes, pixel-based brushes, you've got ABRs, which is Adobe Brush Files. So there's a whole range of different brushes. If it doesn't work in one app, try it in the other app. So if you've got Photo and Designer, try it in the other one. And it could be that it's only pixel-based or it's only vector-based and it's just not supported in the other app. For the Lighthouse, you need a brush from the Shader series. It's free, though. That does actually look like some of the examples I've seen for brushes that are for sale. It's got like a texture on it. So it looks like some of the brushes that I've seen. Brush overload. You need to learn these. Do you know there was an app a few years ago and it was a management app for brushes. And it was fabulous. I wonder if it's still available. It wasn't. I didn't get it through the App Store. I think I got a lifetime license from a deal. Brush something it was called. And it was a management tool for brushes. It was basically like Lightroom for brushes. And you could organise all your brushes and see previews of your brushes. But it was for Adobe brush format. And I doubt they would have updated it for the Affinity ones. But that would just be so cool, wouldn't it? I wish I could remember what it was called. I'm sure I did a demo of it. Brush something. Either something brush or brush something it was called. But I don't think it is actually on the App Store. Which is most unfortunate. Most unfortunate. Because it's easy to manage and download from there, isn't it? I wonder where else I would have put that. That's a good test, isn't it? I'll tell you what, it would be probably, if I've demoed it, it would be in one of two places. Because it wouldn't be in the last 4 years. So, it would either be in OneNote. I've only got two notebooks open. So I'm wondering if it would find it. But let's see if we've got brushes. Brush Master or something. Let's search for brush. See what it comes up with. Oh, I did an entire session on Photoshop brushes. When was that?
A few years back.
Let's see what's on this page. Brush. I'm looking for brush over here. How do I find brush over here? There we go. It was 2015. There we go. And in my running order. You know how my running order is always blank, Mike? Yeah, that. Did I put chapter mark? No, I didn't. That's a bit of a problem. Do you know what? I look back at these notes that I ran a session from and I think, how did you run a session from that? Not even joking. I've got a whole framework for the session on Photoshop brushes. I've got the date that the session was run and that's it. I don't have a running order. I think I filled in the event setup, but I don't even have the YouTube URL. I am now future me. I am cursing 2015 me. You see, even I, I've learnt. I would suspect that session's on YouTube and possibly I might, and it's a big might, I might have mentioned the app if I did. So let's have a look. Search for me. Oh, and that other woman comes up. But I'm at the top. Right, so let's look for me and brushes and see if that session is still live. Photoshop brushes. There we go. Now, did I put the links underneath? No, I didn't. Oh, can you just excuse me while I take myself outside and flog myself?
With a wet lettuce.
With a wet lettuce, crying out loud. I mean, no running order, no chapter markers. Mind you, 2015, I suppose it was a miracle I got it done. When was it? June 2015. I think I was a week post-tooth at that point. I think I had the ones he was taken out. A week before that, so it's a wonder I could speak, really, wasn't it? I had no idea what I was letting myself in for. Right, I'm whizzing through it, because if I did talk about this app, it would be at the end. What are you? You look particularly like it. So I've got them open in Bridge. So Bridge supports brushes, but it doesn't actually give you a preview. Not good. And then Brush Pilot. There we go. Oh, well, at least I managed to find it. Is Brush Pilot still alive? Let's have a look. Brush Pilot. Just a little app and it manages your brushes. According to this, it says it's free. So let's have a look when it was last updated. and see if it was in my lifetime. Brush Pilot. I can see the release date. No longer supported by the developer. Darn it. Thing was, with Brush Pilot, I'll give you a link so you can see what it did. It previewed the brushes before you installed them. That was the cool feature. So you've got the brushes organised in folders on the left-hand side. And then on the right-hand side, you've got a preview. So all you needed to do was click on the brushes and you get a total preview, which was fantastic. It says, find similar apps here. What's the betting? They're nothing like that. There you go. They're nothing like that. They are applications to edit and create images. They are not brush management apps. I guess there wasn't much call for it. It was a bit niche. But the beauty of back then, you know, 2006 to 2013, developers would bring out apps like that and people were happy to use them. They weren't constantly berating the developer, wanting more and more and more features. It did one job and it did it well. And now, sadly, no longer supported. But that was useful. It doesn't look like it would be that tricky to build, but I don't particularly code anymore. Used to, don't anymore. What's funny about that picture is, whatever OS that is, and it looks like Leopard. In the top right-hand corner of that dialog box or that application, there's a lozenge. And that lozenge used to be in the interface and they took it away. And I remember having a complete fit in a MacBytes episode about it. I use the lozenge all the time. Nobody else knew what it was for, but I use the lozenge all the time.
You did, you had a right fit.
I did. And was it Billy from Northern Ireland?
You mean a Paddy?
I did. I think it was Billy from Northern Ireland got in touch and said, I was saying how long-winded the process that I needed to perform was now, rather than just having the lozenge there. And he said, you could always right-click it. And I thought, oh, I could. Not where the lozenge was. You'd have to right-click somewhere else. And that's the method I still use today, but I still miss the lozenge. You shouldn't upgrade an operating system and make it worse than it was before. Oh, D, you're spot on, right. Yeah, it was amazing what I could predict 20 years before. That 21 years from now, I would switch to a Mac. Yeah, pretty amazing. My mortal enemy is the other woman on YouTube. Oh, come on, she's just a me wannabe, isn't she? I'm not concerned about her. She's a me wannabe. I'm presuming that's actually her name, in which case there's not much you can do about it if that's her name. I don't think we can have a passing off thing if that's her name. But not overly concerned. She is into design, so it's not like she's doing true crime or something that wouldn't be confused. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Right, let's have a look at the lighthouse. There we go. Battle to the death in order. No, not in the slightest. There we go. Let's have a look at it. Oh, there's all different ones there. I'm liking that. The blue one's lovely, and so is the red one at the bottom. I'm loving those two. The top one on the right. No, I don't think the brown goes with the blue myself. I love the other three. I like the colours of the lighthouse in the top left. But the two below where you've got like a cast on it, yeah, I like that. And that is very, very nice. I shall look forward to seeing these. The Great War of the Elaines. Well, what they always say is, because there's a guy on YouTube and he runs a YouTube course. And this other guy appeared on YouTube. And because I'd watched something similar, it's all to do with Mac software. Because I'd watched something similar, it said, do you want to watch this video? So I just clicked OK. And it started playing. And I'm thinking, this is a total ripoff of the first guy. To the point, they both had Mac computers, but the second guy had like deliberately set it up because this other guy's been on YouTube for about 4 or 5 years. So I looked at the setup of the second one and I thought that's a total ripoff of the first guy. Then he started speaking and he actually used the same script. So, you know, like most people have an intro, like, you know, how are we all doing? All right. In MacBytes, we have exactly the same intro every week and just change the topics. So this guy has an intro to his videos. And the second guy said exactly the same. And I'm like, what's going on? And I looked at him and I thought, one, you're saying exactly the same words. Two, you've kind of got the camera set up so you're in the same position than the first guy. But worse than that, behind him, there was this lamp. And the lamp he'd obviously bought because the first guy had the lamp. He'd also got, like, we were talking about home automation setups. First guy's got this setting that he uses. When he goes in to record his YouTube videos, he turns the lights to a particular setting that he's got, you know, YouTube setting, and the lights go to YouTube setting, like a kind of orangey in one bit and a pinky bit in the other. This guy had done exactly the same with the lights. And I thought, why are you trying to pass yourself off as somebody else? Because everyone, every single person who's training people on YouTube or anything else will say, or blogging or anything like that, and that people have an attitude when they go into a course of, I'd really like to do X. And it could be write a blog, it could be make a book, it could be have a YouTube channel. And every one of them will say to you, yeah, but the thing is, you know, there's blogs out there already and there's YouTube videos out there already. And the people on the courses, the people who are running the courses will say to you, yes, but your voice isn't there. It's your voice that needs adding. And by voice, they don't mean that literally. They mean your own take on it, your opinion of it, something that you've done specifically. And this second guy, obviously, is just totally modelling himself on the first guy to the point there's no difference between them. And I think that that's poor. That's a poor show. I'm going to give less credence to what you're saying because I know you are literally just a carbon clone of the first guy. So really, if he'd have been less professional, in quotes, if he'd have been more true to him, I'd have probably taken more notice of what he had to say. But I couldn't get throughout any of the videos, I couldn't get past the fact of, that's just like the first guy. That's like the first guy. Oh, good grief, he's doing that and it's like the first guy. And I couldn't get past that. So you really need to just be yourself. I mean, if Mike and I were on a YouTube course, it'd be like, the videos need to be 6 minutes 32 seconds, precisely. Like, why? Because that's the length they need to be. We've done research on it. And then you look at our Mac Bites After Hours and it's like, yeah, that was 3 hours 40. It was the length it was, and that's that. So we just break all of the rules. So I've not actually seen any of her videos. I guess I need to have a look, don't I? Just in case she opens them out with, hi, Elaine here, which is my start on a YouTube video. I need to check that. But apart from
and
that...
And finishes with, see you next time.
See you next time.
Stay safe, guys.
No, the other YouTube Elaine is not past me. No, it's not past me. I do have another YouTube channel. It was an accident.
Long story.
It's a long story. We got the iPhone 4. And it did video, which was the first phone we had that did video. So I took a video of the queue outside the Arndale Apple store the day we got the phone. And I wanted to share it. And obviously the place to share it is YouTube. And I'd used YouTube, but I'd only ever watched videos. So this was 2011. So I needed to create an account. So I just logged in, you know, as you do. Just logged into YouTube and created this channel. And it was only like... Well, I didn't think I was creating a channel. I had to, didn't I, to upload the video. But it wasn't deliberate, if you're with me. And I realised later that that wasn't the best idea I'd ever had. Because it had used, I think it was my Google address. And it had taken the name Elaine Giles for the channel. Which meant when I came to set up a proper channel, it was like, well, that name's gone. And I thought, yes, but it's me. And it is me, but it's me on the wrong account. So I had to choose another name. And I thought, well, I could put the K in it or I could put something on the end or whatever. And in the end, I went for the Elaine Giles. So you can also get to me on YouTube by putting the Elaine Giles. Now there's a third one of us. That's a good idea, isn't it? Because I'm the Elaine Giles. But then what happened, which I thought was incredibly naughty, if the first Elaine Giles, which was my alter ego, was active, was that I got an email from YouTube, and this was probably about 3 years ago now. I got this email and it said your channel, and I thought, what now? You know, what crisis is there? And it said, you know, you are currently there, and it gave you all the details, like the Elaine Giles, da 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 da. We want to offer you or we would like to bestow upon you the name Elaine Giles on YouTube. And I thought, how can you do that? Because there's already another Elaine Giles and it's me. So in essence, what they were doing was taking Elaine Giles off that first account that had registered it to give it to me because I had more viewers. I thought, that's naughty. But how they did it was they altered the URLs and they did a rejig. And because I was the most popular Elaine Giles, I got Elaine Giles. So I've no idea what this other, the third Elaine Giles is, the imposter. Because the other one's an alter ego of me, but this one's an imposter. And I've no idea what her actual handle is, but I can tell you it won't be Elaine Giles. Oh, dear. Right. All right, what's going on here? Simon, shopping? Really? You ever seen these comments on YouTube where someone just posts a joke that someone else has already posted? It's so sad, why bother? The comments on YouTube are just incendiary at times, honestly. It's just like, when you watch a video and it's like, be kind in the comments. Be kind should be the default. You know, you shouldn't need to say be kind. It should go without saying. But when I see some of these comments, I'm like, oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear. You know, I see where they're coming from in terms of be kind, because these people are not kind in the slightest. Most unfortunate. But they're not. Yes, Lola, that's what I said. People should be kind, shouldn't they, Lola? Yes, Mummy, they should, said Lola. Between her grumbling. Renee once had a friend who made your jokes right after you made them and wasn't your friend for long. There's something wrong with people. Tony didn't catch Scarmacopy Kelowna. It's to do with the keynote bit. It's in the keynote bit. It's on the list for doing, so I'll sort it out sooner rather than later. Now she's got a toy that she's squeaking. Is it chicken?
It's not chicken, no.
It's not chicken, is it? No,
it's, it's another squeaky toy.
Right, let's have a look what he is. Oh, it's Scooby! Scooby-Doo! It's Scooby! Come on, are you playing Scooby?
Come on, settly dog.
She's fine. She can squeak if she wants to squeak. Right, let's have a look. That's some creepy totalitarian YouTube right there. I think they just wanted, you know, back in the day, people were posting all kinds of rubbish. And I think they just wanted to acknowledge people who were actually putting decent stuff up there. Plus the fact, first me, a doppelganger me, I'd only posted like two videos, I think. There was one of the queue at the Apple store and one of the dog. Obviously incredibly important videos, but that's not the point. One was called Maya Goes Barking Mad, I think. And it was Maya howling at an ambulance. Because we would say to people, oh, he howls at ambulances. And people were like, well, you know, they didn't get it. Didn't get it. I suppose, Mike, I need to do the get into the spreadsheet, don't I?
Yeah.
Because last night, oh, just before we went live.
Do you want me to sort the other thing out?
I'm sorting that out over here.
Right.
Okay. Right. Just before we went live, it logged me out of YouTube, of Google again. And bad words were screamed, weren't they, Mike?
They were.
Because I'm thinking every week, 9 o'clock on a Friday, it's as if they think, oh, she's going live on Friday. Let's log her out.
Bad words weren't said. They were screamed.
They were screamed. They were.
I need to find my cable.
What cable? Lost your cable.
I've lost my cable.
Poor Mike. A bit like losing your mind, isn't it?
Like Colin lost his Filofax.
Yes, I remember that well, even though I didn't watch it.
I saw that the other day. For some reason.
What, the actual programme?
That clip.
Good grief.
I don't know what it was on. I forgot what it was.
Although, you know, Dee, I think you'll find it's a couple of years in the future from 1985, because EastEnders started in 1985.
Did it?
It did. Mm. February 1985. How do I know that?
I don't know.
No, I don't know either.
Because your gran watched it.
She didn't, actually. She probably did, but she didn't like it as much. Ew. Because, you know, she's a northern girl. Northern girl. Very much into Coronation Street.
We've got 5 minutes.
Right, okay. I'm working wonders here, Mike. I'm doing a live show. I'm logging into a session. I'm sorting out the spreadsheet and I'm keying up music. Apart from that, doing nothing. Like a one-man band here. I just need the monkey. You know the monkey that used to play the cymbals? Lola, stop. You're grumbling. You're being grumbly. You've been a big grumbly girl. Why? Because I can grumble if I want, Mother. Oh, she's a good girl, really. So, yeah, we'll have to... Tracy mentioned the other Elaine. We've been talking about the other Elaine. We probably need to watch a video, don't we? Only the once, mind. We mustn't put the hits up too much. Just the once. To see if it looks anything like mine. That's what we need to do.
The other Elaine. There's a lot of other Elaines, isn't
there? Yeah, far too many, but luckily only one on YouTube. So that's the only one that's
5 minutes, 10 seconds.
Okay. Oh, Kim. Kim says, oh dear, found the other Elaine Giles. She used music, won't be back there. Does she talk as well, or is it just music? And I don't think I'm ever going to use music. I've got too much to say to use music. This, when you're doing a video, there's so little time and so much of nuanced stuff that you could mention. You know, this is the demo. I'm doing X and Y and Z. But between that, there's like, I'm using this method because... And you can talk about things while you're selecting Bunny the dog, which is my favourite example. Selecting Bunny the dog.
Renee, your trio is at rows 15, 16 and 17.
Yay!
But there's no guarantee it'll stay there.
I'm loving that from D. Is there a dartboard with a picture of the other Elaine posted at Mike Bites headquarters? No. No, you're okay. I won't ever use music, she said 5 minutes before starting the music show. Yeah, but the music show is ring-fenced. I don't try and do tutorials during the music show. So why would I try a music show during the tutorial? Totally separate. Totally separate. I still think we need to have a theme of 1985. You know, all contemporary music from this year, hey, Dave? That's what we need. hello, Tracy. Anyway, good evening to you, Tracy. I think I'm up to date there. Excellent. I think I'm ready to go. That's usually a bad sign. That's usually a sign I've forgotten something critical. I wonder what I could have forgotten that's critical. It'll come to me when it's critical. Right, I've got keyed up for the by request jingles. Because if I don't, then I start to play the Matt Bites ones. And that might not end well. I compress all my music. I do. It has to go in there. Where have you just disappeared to? Come on. Let's do that.
Excellent. Kath's listening in bed.
Good grief already. That's faster than Johnny.
She's shattered. But she was making Christmas dinner.
Oh, that's true. That's true. That is very true. I do hope other people turn up for this session because it's 2 minutes to and I've logged in intending to time shift it and there's only me and the presenter. That's probably not good.
And they're going to want to talk to you.
They're probably going to want to talk.
Oh no,
which is going
friend's
to...
in.
Yay, they're all coming in. Fantastic. That was really nearly dicey then.
Yeah, that's like when I do a course and there's only one person there. Who's that?
No idea, Mike. And I couldn't pronounce it to save my life anyway.
I know the other person.
Anyway. Oh, yes, I know the other person. How many have we got? We've got 5 in there now, so that's fine. Somebody else can talk to him. Dee is so optimistic about the future. Well, do you know, pro tip, when you get to 2016, stop watching the news, because it's wall-to-wall Brexit. You don't want to do that. What have we got now?
That's the new kitten.
We've got a new kitten, by the way.
Ollie.
Ollie the kitten. Oh, he's so adorable. You can see him in the WhatsApp group, if you are in the WhatsApp group. So, how long we got now, Mike? 1 minute something.
1 minute 40.
Ooh, we'll do the out early then, and then we're ready to go. So we're not falling over ourselves. Where Mike's doing the countdown while I'm doing the out. So, for the moment, it's good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.